Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And good morning to Kara Sherman.
Good morning.
Kara, of course, is the director of the Wilson Performing Arts Center in Red Oak. So, Kara, I know we want to talk about some performances coming up a little later, but let's talk about some activities you're doing right now this summer.
Yeah, we've had a busy summer, actually. We've had some great events going on. We've had some dance camps and art camps, and yesterday we had the great opportunity to kick off the Montgomery County Fair. We hosted some 4-H judging with their fashion show and communications judging and table setting, and then we hosted the Bill Riley Talent Show last night. So yesterday was a very full day of activity.
It was. And, you know, in case somebody hasn't been to the Performing Arts Center, can you describe the facility a bit? I mean, it's too bad we don't have a TV camera, but tell us a little bit, you know, what's there?
We're getting ready for our 8th season. We've been open 8 years already, so it's kind of hard to believe, but it's true. We have a 268-seat auditorium, and that doesn't sound like a lot of seats, and it's not, but it really creates a really personal environment. We have a full stage with fly space so we can put on major productions as well as very small ones. And, you know, we have a full lighting and sound design crew. And so we put on some really nice productions. We do about 9 professional shows a year and 4 to 5 musical theater productions or regular theater productions. And so it's a really nice space. We also have a dance studio, and we have a room that's called the rehearsal hall that's used for rehearsals, but it's also used for meetings and different events going on. We have a full costume shop, dressing room, and tech area where we do most of the building of our sets for our productions that we put up. So it's a pretty nice space.
And
in our front lobby, we have Southwest Iowa artists on display, and right now we have some incredible paintings by Zach Jones from Malvern. So we just have a variety of things going on all the time.
It really is a performing arts center, and you missed one room that I when I got to tour. That's the piano room.
Oh, well, yes, we have a lovely piano room. It's we have a wonderful gift when we first opened from the Carter family, and that was a 9-foot Steinway grand piano. And so that little piano has its own special little room that's humidity controlled, and we take really good care of that piano because it was definitely a priceless gift. It's a great instrument, and we have professional pianists from all over the world that enjoy playing that piano, so we're very fortunate to have it.
Okay, and thanks for your description, because I think sometimes people may just think, well, it's a theater, but it's so much more.
It really is. We have, you know, a big component of our existence is our educational programming. So we offer classes in strings, dance, piano, voice, percussion, guitar. We do a summer theater camp, again, summer dance camp. We just have great opportunities. So, and collaborating with the city and different opportunities to promote the arts in any way, whether it be through the county fair or with our school systems, is really a driving force behind our mission.
And even though it is located in Red Oak, and of course many of just like fair and so on, that's very location wise. But initially, and I think you still do, this is for Southwest Iowa.
It really is. You know, we advertise and encourage folks from all over Southwest Iowa to come to our productions. You know, we try to create affordable performances for everyone to come to without having to go into the city. You know, it's free parking. Tickets are very reasonably priced, and it gives you the opportunity to see some really spectacular productions without having to spend an arm and a leg and go into the city and drive, you know, that far in.
We're
very much Southwest Iowa focused.
Yeah, we think, well, we've got to go to Omaha, we have to go to Des Moines, we have to go to Chicago. No, we can go to Red Oak to see
many
of those same performances. Let's talk a bit about, I don't think you have anything coming up like in July for a performance, but let's look a bit ahead and kind of encourage people to say, I need to get that on my schedule.
Yeah, well, actually, I do have something I want to encourage folks to get a part of in July. We have a great opportunity. A Broadway performer by the name of Kelly James grew up in Tabor, Iowa, And she now lives in Arizona, and she runs a camp for kids called Broadway Advantage. I call it a camp. It's a nonstop place that she runs and offers kids the opportunity to get knowledge about working on Broadway, how to sing properly, how to act. And she's coming home for a little vacation, and she's going to be doing a workshop here next week for junior high and high school students. I do believe that they still have room in the camp if anyone is interested, but they'll be working from 9 to 12, Monday through Friday next week with the kids. And then on the 29th at 7 o'clock, they are going to be doing a performance. Kelly herself will be performing along with the students that she's worked with in the camp. So it's a great opportunity to see a true Broadway performer. She was part of the original cast of Les Miserables when it was first opened on Broadway in New York City. She's done numerous Andrew Lloyd Webber productions. She's won numerous awards throughout the country. And so she's got quite a history. And the opportunity to bring her to our community and to Southwest Iowa to work with our students is really, really very fortunate. She's going to be talking about how to audition for a show, you know, what's the truth about the business, you know, how to act your song, how to rehearse and warm up your body and your voice. And it's going to be a really interesting week. And then to, like I say, come to fruition with an actual performance with her and the students on the 29th. That is open to the public. Tickets are $15, and you can reserve those by calling 712-623-3183. Again, that's Kelly James, and she's bringing with her an award-winning musical director by the name of Stephen Applegate, who's originally from Council Bluffs.
Okay.
And so we have some Iowa folks coming home to educate our kids a little bit, so I'm really looking forward to that one.
And that really says something about them. On vacation, they come to work. But
what
age did you say this was for?
This is for junior high and high school, so ages 12 on up. So,
all right, and how do they get...
There is still room, I think, in the class, so if anyone's interested, they can just call me here at the Wilson, 712-623-3135, and I can give them the information to get signed up.
And if they want to go online, how do they do that?
You know, they really have to give me a call, and so that I can put them in touch with the actual camp person that's organizing
okay.
it. So it's pretty much just giving me a call. I don't have anything online.
Okay. There,
you can go to our website, wilsonartcenter.org, and there is a flyer on the homepage there that will explain a little bit more about the camp and numbers to call, so they can sure do that.
Okay. And if you just search Wilson Performing Arts Center or maybe even something less, Red Oak, it will pop up there for you and see lots and lots of information.
Absolutely, absolutely. What? So, yeah, that's going to be a really fun week. And, again, the concert itself is July 29th at 7 o'clock, and that's open to the public, and we really encourage people to come and listen to a Broadway performer right here in Red Oak. So,
and what did you say? What the price of the ticket was?
$15 for tickets.
Okay, then that just leads me to the fact that you're now on Big Deals, KJAN Big Deals, and
yes.
People need to go look at that because you can buy a $20 certificate for $15, 25% off. Used not just now, but whenever. It would make a wonderful gift for
Absolutely.
Some folks. Yeah. So check out Big Deals related to that. Okay, now let's look ahead. I want to know some of those performances that are coming up. Maybe just a quick review of some of those coming up.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, again, we're kicking off our eighth season, and our first big kickoff is going to be Casey Musigman. And he was on The Voice a couple of years ago. He was on Blake Shelton's team. He's actually an Iowa boy from Spencer, Iowa. And he's going to be doing a big event down here on September 2nd. On September 17th, we're hosting a reggae band called Tarakis, and they're going to be a lot of fun. Just kind of a way to chill out and listen to some good reggae music. October 26th through the 30th, we are having the Addams Family Musical. And I don't know if you've had the opportunity to see this, but it is a really fun community theater production. And auditions for the Addams Family, anyone interested in getting to be a part of this really fun show, auditions are going to be August 21st and 22nd here at the Wilson Performing Arts Center. We need a cast of about 25 plus. We could take a pretty good crew. So if you're interested, I'll be putting things on our Facebook, or you can call us here at the Wilson to get more information. It'll also be on our website. But that's going to be a fun show, and we're doing it over Halloween weekend. So we couldn't be a better time to do the Addams Family over Halloween.
Yes, absolutely. And so again, I think it's important to know about your Facebook and your website because of those tryouts, those auditions. If people are interested, they need to know the dates of those for whatever local performance might be coming up. So you have
If you go, we have a Facebook page, just Wilson Performing Arts Center. You can find us on Facebook. You can also find us on Twitter, and again, our website is wilsonartscenter.org, and you'll have a listing of all of our upcoming shows, all auditions. You know, more than enough information. So definitely make sure that you like us on Facebook and Twitter.
Kara, we'll be visiting with you again, but in the meantime, we just want to remind folks of this wonderful facility, wonderful resource that we have in Southwest Iowa. So thanks so much for visiting with us, Kara Sherman of the Wilson Arts Performing Center. Until next time, not everything there is music, but thought is music. Music washes away from the soul, the dust of everyday life.